Good morning and welcome to the Daily Inspiration. Today we're going to look at the same passage we looked at yesterday, the parable of the sower, Matthew 13:3-9 and 18-23. And we're going to check out another truth from another golden nugget, if you will, from this same passage. So let us begin in verse 3 of Matthew 13. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. But he that receiveth the seed in stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation and persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that hears the word, and the care of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it, which also bears fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. So let's dig in. So yesterday we talked about the stony soil. Today, let's turn to what Jesus said about the seeds that landed among the weeds. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. Remember that the seeds are a picture of God's truth being planted in our hearts. So what about the thorns? Jesus says they are the things that distract and deceive us. What distracts and deceives you? What distracts and deceives me? I think for most of us, we could say these cellular devices, you know. There's so many distractions in this world. That's why it could be a real challenge sometimes to put away those distractions, for the Lord whispers, but the world is loud. He who receives seed among the thorns, though, is he who hears the word. And the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. So Jesus always hits the bullseye, doesn't he? Our lives are full of cares and distractions. We all have to-do lists as long as the user's manual for the space shuttle. There are extra projects at work, after school practices for the children, music lessons for the children, fundraisers for the mission trip. You know, you haven't been on a date with your spouse in 2 months. You forgot to pay your bills last week, or didn't have the resources to. The car needs work, you need a break, and before you know it, other things start taking first place in our hearts over God. You know, but though this is very real, don't get me wrong, you know, it's all these things are important, everything on the list, but none is as important as our focus on Jesus, the lover of our soul. And it's easy for our time with him to start making its way down to the bottom of our list. We do it all the time, don't we? The God first life is all about priority. And as part of these first, you know, few passages that we've looked at so far, it just shows that this God first life is all about priority. Priority. When there are no thorns of distraction, God's truth gets rooted down deep and thrives in our lives. Another choker of the word Jesus mentions is the deceitfulness of riches. This one is major in our culture today. Jesus doesn't have anything against money, but he does have a problem with our self-sufficiency. When we let our care and commitments get the best of us, we tend to think it all depends on us. We think that if we work harder, organize more, get more efficient, or whatever, we will have the time and resources to get it all done. Worse, sometimes we make riches an idol, something that will somehow deliver us from all the work and distractions. It won't. It will only take our eyes off Jesus. Part of the sustaining God-first life is that we don't let these distractions and deceptions keep us from Jesus when we see brambles and thorns in our lives. We need to get work and uproot them.